You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, South Africa's multi-award-winning boutique wealth manager. I received a piece of work from the desk of Lloyd Uren and another author at Brenthurst Wealth, and it had the title, which is slightly intriguing. It says, is there a way to invest that offers more certainty? My initial reaction was, well, if there is, they've been keeping it a secret for quite a while. But then you delve deeper, and I'll just read you the first paragraph. It says the following. Right now, markets feel anything but predictable. From interest rate swings to currency weakness to geopolitical instability, it feels as if investors face more noise and risk than ever before. For many, that creates a frustrating dilemma. Do I stay invested and accept the volatility, or pull back and risk missing out? With me is Lloyd Uren today from Granger Bay in Cape Town, the Brenthurst Wealth branch there. Is there another way, Lloyd? Because it just seems a little bit too easy.
Well, thanks for having me, as always, Lindsay. Yeah, you know, it's the last few months has been Donald Trump's world, and we're just living in it, or suffering in it, for lack of a better word. But if we've seen the way the market's been doing the last few years, I think a lot of people have sort of been leaning towards being keen to get involved in investing in the market. And so this sort of last few months of this year has been a little bit of a turmoil, just because what was seeming like a ever upward trend of the market has gone a little bit up and down, very up and down now. But if people have the money that they're looking to invest, they kind of think, well, what do I do with it now? And that's kind of where the notion of a structured product comes in, where if you're still keen to invest, it allows you to put your money into something a little bit more certain for a term, rather than putting it into the market and having to sort of deal with the emotions and the stress that comes with the volatility that it's been in, especially the last few months.
Well, that's interesting, because when you say structured products, I automatically think of options and futures and derivatives and complicated structures that is for the sophisticated investor. But you include the word certainty when mentioning structured products. So I've got it all wrong, obviously.
Well, listen, Lindsay, even for myself, as someone who's very technical and analytical about things, seeing something that seems so simple in a financial context almost sort of puts me off a little bit. I think there should be more, but that's because I like watching the stock market. But I think it's structured products in essence are a kind of somewhere between a fixed deposit and investing in a portfolio or a fund, whereby they'll typically invested in sort of bonds and derivatives. There's defined risk and return profiles, and it kind of, you promise some level of capital protection or the possibility of potential enhanced returns. And that's sort of giving you predefined three boxes of, like, this will happen if this outcome happens, this is what will happen if this outcome happens, rather than like having to constantly follow what's happening in a market. It's if the market goes up 10%, you will be rewarded 20%. If the market goes down 30%, you'll only be liable for a certain amount. You'll only lose out on a certain amount. I think for especially a lot of your more conservative and worried investors, that offers them a more palatable solution.
Yeah, it sounds very good. So you participate in the upside, and indeed an enhanced upside, but you don't participate in the full downside. So it's very good. Obviously, there's got to be some sort of cost to that, which we'll come to in a moment. But just basically lay out exactly how a structured product works. And you start with a fixed return if the index reaches or holds a certain level. So it's prepackaged, and it's got targets, in other words.
Yes, absolutely. And it will typically follow the performance of some type of index, whether it's your S&P 500 or a FTSE 100. And all essentially it's looking to do, depending on which mechanism it's using, is the market going to stay flat over the period that the structured product is for, which is about 3 to 5 years. And if by the end of that period that index is flat, in other words, it's moved around but ultimately ended up at the same level as it was before, or it's gone up 5-10%, whatever the case is, then you'll make your capital protection, the initial amount you invested is given back to you, And you are then also rewarded with the returns that the note produced based on what the index it was tracking.
Okay, just to summarise, a percentage of the growth of that index, sometimes even more than 100% is what you get, or capital protection that ensures you don't lose money unless the market falls dramatically. Well, of course, the market can fall dramatically, as we saw last month, although I must say now it's completely recovered almost all of those losses as we speak. But they're not new, are they, structured products? We've spoken about them a couple of times over the years, Lloyd, myself and a colleague or two of yours. In South Africa, you say, they've traditionally been marketed to high net worth investors. And that's where I got the idea that they're for the sophisticated investor. Is it becoming more normal for, you know, the run-of-the-mill investor, if there is such a thing, to have a look at a structured product?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's becoming a much more accessible product, especially in South Africa. I think in terms of, I think you're institutions like your discoveries that are sort of keen on marketing things well, they are sort of bringing structured notes more to the front now, which is an exciting prospect because it does give sort of your ordinary person man on the street an opportunity to invest their money for a term and sort of reap the benefits of equity participation if they may be too nervous or not know exactly how to go about investing into portfolios or funds or that sort of thing. And I think especially for people approaching retirement that they have some extra money to invest rather than putting more into the stock market and sort of not knowing what they'll get out of it, they know, you know, if I'm retiring in 5 years and this product's going to give me an extra 45% on this extra capital I'm investing, then that's going to be a very nice way to go into retirement with that extra capital for them.
You make the point that structured products are not a replacement for long-term equity exposure, nor are they a replacement or substitute for emergency cash reserves. But you say, as a caveat here, but they can add something that many portfolios lack, i.e. defined risk and reward. So give us an idea of how to use structured products, if you would.
Yeah, sure. I think to use the current landscape of the market as an example, we've had some clients who have been sitting on some capital and not sure what to do with it. But to leave it in cash puts it up to a bit of inflationary risk. It could lose value, especially with the fluctuations of the rand and things that are happening in South Africa as well. To be able to put sort of that capital into a structured product, it lets you, get some growth over the next 5 years, and then you'll be able to redeploy it into another investment if you so wish. It can be added into a portfolio that's existing, as if it were an investment into a fund. So there are quite a few examples or opportunities to use this type of product. It's just more of, it takes all the uncertainty off the table and gives you sort of some predefined outcomes, positive and negative. Obviously, there's essentially no real zero risk product in any investment, but the outcomes are certain on the downside and the upside. And I think for a lot of people, a lot of investors who are maybe nervous or don't grasp how the markets work as well, it's a much better offering to give to them.
How does it work, Lloyd? Does an institution, a financial institution, come to you, Brenthurst, an existing client of theirs, presumably, and say, look, we put together this structured product and you just buy it off the shelf? Is that how it works?
Well, the structured products typically come in windows. It's something I'm still learning about is you sometimes sort of, oh, look, this looks like a great example of something I could show to my clients. And then you come back to it a week later and it's the offering's closed. So you do, as financial advisors, we have to sort of go and make contact with the institutions to see what products they are offering. And then from there, we can take it to our clients and show them, here's an offering we think will be good for you with what you're trying to invest in at the moment. And we take it from there. But obviously, you sometimes have to work in these predefined windows that they take allotments for the structured products. Mm. So we just have to be aware and open and looking for these for our clients.
Okay, and there must be many, many different types of structured products, some that are more risky to the downside, some that are more open and unlimited to the upside and that sort of thing. So how do you decide which one to look for? I suppose it's all to do with the type of risk profile your client has.
Exactly, and there are quite a few examples, but sort of the two general ones are your auto calls and your participation notes. So auto calls, they sort of have the predetermined checkpoints of what if they're invested in tracking an index of what they are prescribed that they will do. And sometimes these checkpoints are met earlier, and then you'll immediately get your money back and the returns in a shortened period. For example, if the investment period was 3 to 5 years, but then the checkpoint was met after 1.5, well, then you get your money back after 1.5, and happy days for you. You can reinvest it somewhere else, I suppose. But those auto calls typically have less down or no downside risk in terms of you'll get all of your capital back at the end of the period at the minimum. Those are, I think we're finding a lot more of those on local structured products that are based on South African terms. And then participation notes are typically more in the global investing scheme. So if they use an S&P 500, for example, they'll give downside risk protection to about 70%. So if the market were to go down less than 30% during the term of your structured product, then you would still recoup your minimum investment. If the market goes up, you'll get your returns. But if the market were to go below that 30% during that period or by the end of it, then you would just have to obviously participate in the loss of that 70%, unfortunately.
Yeah, there's also a couple of other caveats as well here. Liquidity, for example, you can't just phone up Lloyd and say, Lloyd, I'm buying a holiday home. I've decided, so I just want to get out of my structured product. You have to be in for a certain amount of time, don't you, without having to entail any penalties?
Exactly, and it's very similar to if you were invested in a normal portfolio of funds. However, that might have a different liquidity option. But the essence is that you're meant to lock in the capital for this period to give the product an opportunity to make the returns you need. But then in terms of our job as financial advisors, if we understand from our client that there will need to be a certain liquidity aspect, then we can look at solutions in that regard, whether we do some of the amount in the structured product and some of it in a money market or interest-paying bond funds that allow them to have a mixture of both solutions.
I think the thing is here that with all these different aspects to having a look at structured products, you have to do it through a qualified financial advisor. And, of course, that's where Brenthurst comes in. The question I want to ask now is, let's say you've got a nicely balanced portfolio. It's been doing well with the normal pillars of an investment portfolio, stocks, bonds, property, etc. What sort of percentage would you allocate to? I mean, it's difficult to say again because everyone's different, but just give me a ballpark figure of a percentage of your portfolio.
That's a very good question, Lindsay. You put me on the spot.
Good. I mean, you're not going to put 50% in, are you?
No,
because of all the things we've spoken of.
Yes. If anything, it's a new and interesting diversification. So if you put in another 5, 10, 15% in your portfolio, especially if it's new capital that you have available to invest, it's a different dynamic to your existing portfolio that has participation in its equities and its bonds and cash and property. So that's sort of the region I would be looking to put my clients into.
Okay, but very well worth looking at, especially as you
Absolutely.
Say in your introduction, what's been going on over the last couple of months
yes.
or so, and hopefully this market grows.
We'll see where the tariffs debate lands in the next 3 months, and we'll go from there.
Okay, jolly good. Lloyd, thanks very much for your insight. Lloyd Uren is from Brenthurst Wealth in Granger Bay in Cape Town, and that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.